very beginning of Parshas Vayera, Vayomru Elav Ayei Sarah Ishtecha Vayomer Hinei Ba'Ohel. They said to him, "Where is Sarah your wife?" And he said, "Behold, in the tent." Rashi comments, Hinei Ba'Ohel, two words in Rashi, Sinuahi, a modest and private woman in her tent. Many years ago, a feminist woman complained about this drush. What do you mean? Hinei ba'ohel tznuahi? That's what a tent means. A tent is a place where someone is in which someone is closeted, and the only compliment that can be given is the modesty and the privacy. By our same Chazal, commenting in a parasha we're going to read in 2 weeks, the Yaakov Ish Tam Yoshev Ohalim, have a completely different understanding of the word Ohel. Chazal say there, Yoshev Ohalim, what kind of Ohel was this? Says Rashi, Olo Shel Shame V'Olo Shel Eivah. In brief, a yeshiva. And undoubtedly, this yeshiva, Yaakov, was the biggest masvid in the yeshiva. Chazal say in the following parashi after that, that he learned Yom HaVelayla for 14 years in this yeshiva, accomplished so much, this masmid, this great Talmud Chacham. Exactly the same words that he used in describing Yaakov Avinu, the word upon this Medrash Chazal, Oholim, is exactly the same word over here. Hinei ba'ohel. That was the complaint. Okay. I believe the answer is that the two aspects, the aspect of tznius and the aspect of Torah, are really two sides of the same coin. Indivisible. One cannot exist without the other. Chazal tell us in Masechta Moed Katan, Mayerach Baseser Af Divrei Torah Baseser. The Divrei Torah belong Baseser, belong in privacy and modesty. Yes, in an Ohel, in an Ohel Shel Torah, not Chochmos Vachutz Torona, as was understood. We should go out into the middle of the street. No, it should be accomplished in privacy. Torona means, at the end of the day, when a person masters the Torah, so his entire presentation will exude the light of Torah. But where this is accomplished is in privacy. Remarkably, the very metaphor that is used to yield this conclusion is Chamuka Yirei Chayach. Mayerach Baseser, describing a woman and the fact that she has to dress modestly. This then is the source of the halacha of Divrei Torah Baseser. So we see therefore that for Torah to flourish and to succeed properly, there has to be this measure of tznius. And if it's tznius to be meaningful, of course, it has to have the element of Torah. Someone who hides for other reasons, not reasons which relate to the Torah, is someone who is just an introvert. The tznius of Sarah Imenu, Hinei Ba'ohel, achieves meaning and significance and becomes a lesson for all generations only because she was in the Ohel of Avraham Avinu, the Ohel of Torah. in recent generations, these values, these twin values of Torah and of Tznius, have both been eroded in the world at large. Of course, for the world at large, beyond the Jewish community, Torah means the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. For us, it's Taryag. And the value of Tznius, of modesty, as I said, have been eroded in the outside world. Baruch Hashem, my audience is very young, but those who come from a somewhat different generation have seen in their own lifetimes the precipitous decline in tznius in the world outside. I use the word precipitous advisedly. In the span of two generations, everything has fallen apart from the level that it was at, we'll say in the 50s, those famous 50s that you read about or hear about. I lived through those 50s. It's true, things have changed dramatically since then. Very dramatic. The erosion of Torah values within the Jewish community at large transpired primarily in the previous centuries. Thankfully, there's been a comeback within the Orthodox community in the world of Torah. More yeshivas, more talmidim. The world of tznius, the jury is still out. There are many who have fought a valiant battle for tznius. And there are those who, for some reason, even in the Orthodox community, have acceded to the general behavior patterns of the outside world. And as the Rambam puts it in the Chosdeus, Perek Vav, it's the way of an individual to learn from the example and the practices of those around him. Chaverov, Vereyov, and Anshei Medinoso. Three levels in the Rambam. Perhaps paralleling what we read just last week, Lech Lecha Me'artzecha or Mimoladetcha Me'beis Avicha, as the Netziv explains, this is not chronological. Chronologically, you leave your father's house before your town, before your country. But it's conceptual. First, you leave the influence of the Anshei Medinoso, then of the city, then of your closest family and friends. So unfortunately, there are those who have not yet left that influence behind. It's a constant struggle. The values of Torah are, of course, eternal. This is one of the Ikari HaAmuna. And yes, the values of Tznius are also eternal. Eternal and universal. We read about Sarah Imenu, the first Jewish woman, as having this midah. But it goes back further than that. It goes back to the beginning of time, to Parshas Bereishis. Not only is it a general requirement of tznius for all the inhabitants of the earth, Kigidcha Adam Atov, Hatznei Alecha Simalokech, Adam, every man and every woman, but the particularly sensitive role that a woman has in tznius goes back to the beginning of creation. V'chiv Shuha, first parak of Bereishis, says Rashi. What does this mean? This is Rashi, Shalom teyatzanis. Even in the general world, this requirement exists. This is in terms of the general and eternal values, both for Am Yisrael and for the world outside. It's hard for us to fix the world outside. It's even hard for us to resist the influence of the world outside. But that we are certainly required to do. As we internalize these messages of Torah and Tzniyus, the two parts of the Ohel, the Yoshav Oholim and the Hineva Ohel, we must be mindful of the fact that although the Torah's values and the values of Tzniyus are eternal and universal, details are often subject to change. This is true, of course, in the specific area which is most commonly known in our community as Tzniyus, in terms of dress. The Rishonim and the Poskim say in Aruch Chaim Siman Ayin Hei that particularly which part of a woman's body must be covered is to some extent, subjective. There are also objective parts, not for now to go into the details. But in terms of general conduct, it's also somewhat subjective. You know, the Rambam said, this is the Rambam, they considered the most liberal in some ways of the Rishonim, said that a woman who is married, you know, it's true it said Lotei Yatzonis, but a husband shouldn't be too strict with his wife. It's okay if she leaves the house once or twice a month. It's a Rambam fetish. I heard the story of someone went to Rabbi Yashiv a long time ago, and the following says, my husband lets me out of the house once a month. He said, he's found the Rambam. Had she got to Rabbi Yashiv? She used a monthly pass. So Rabbi Yashiv called the guy in and started yelling at him. He said, but it's a Rambam. He said, you're crazy. That was the Rambam wrote. It does no application to today's world. We have to move with the times. So too, Havda Mechaim Rav Shlomo Zalman has a tshuva, which where Rabbi Waldenberg writes to him. It says in the Gemara and Brachas, Achore Ari v'lo Achore Isha. You can't walk behind the woman in the shuk. He says, I go in Machne Yehuda. Wherever I go, they're women. It's all women. How am I going to buy vegetables? So I can't go in Achore Isha. So he writes back, and times have changed. It's different. Of course, the details change. And the details change, moreover, Rav Osai, and more than the examples that I gave, but in general. Tzniyus is a critical part of marriage. As a matter of fact, Rashi comments on that very pasuk with which we began. Hayei Sara Ishtecha. Rashi says, they knew very well where Sara was. So why they ask? To elicit the response from Avraham Avinu, so this teaches us a very important yisod. Then, from the Jewish perspective, from the Torah perspective, a woman who conducts herself with tznius is a proper woman who should be considered seriously in terms of a prospect for marriage. Yes, we look for chesed, as we'll read in next week's parsha. Rivka Imenu, who's mentioned at the end of this week's parsha too. But it's a chesed combined with a tzniyus, which one finds in the Kli Yakar in next week's parsha. Besulah v'ish lo yuda'ah. Says the Kli Yakar, no one knew who she was. How do we know? Because it says, basmiat. Now there's the answer, who are you? Now, I'm going to give you a little lesson for those who are in the parish, as we say. If there's you're in some setting and there's some particular young lady, you want to know who she is, don't go and say, who are you? What do you mean, don't go? That's what Eliezer did. So the Kliyaka says, no, he did the Mitzvos to you. He's asking everyone, who is she? And everyone said, I don't know, never saw before. Hakrin alafon hayom. I want someone who never came out before, not some party goer, or someone who just came out that once. And I kind of spoke, I went to this tefillah. Having said that, as we said, the details change. And in the world that we inhabit, Not always do we have the ability to be blessed with the types of shidduch mechanisms which existed in previous generations. People got married much younger, there were many more much earlier arranged marriages. So although the shidduch process is certainly a correct, admirable, laudable, appropriate process by which one can find a wife in a purely one-on-one with recommendations, etc., etc., it's certainly appropriate. But in the world that we inhabit, certainly here in our yeshiva, it is within the realm of the appropriate that Talmidim in the Torah setting, with the blessing of Rosh Yeshiva, can meet prospective marriage partners in a somewhat more public setting. What the precise parameters are, again, details change from time to time, from place to place. We have to understand that the definition of tznius is one which is indivisible from Torah. Some may think that it is tznu and it's really not, and vice versa. Like everything else, we have to ask Talmidei Chachamim to define them for each particular community. And therefore these settings to establish these connections are appropriate when the Rosh Yeshiva here and our yeshiva consider themselves. And Talmidim, especially what we call the more yeshivish of Talmidim, they're the ones who claim to be bound by Das Torah, except when they don't want to be. I want to conclude my remarks with the Meridika Musar, Sichas Musar after all, of Rav Shlomo Balbas, Zichrono Levracha, in his Madrich L'Chasanim, on this very Maimon Chazal which we just mentioned. Just think about it for a minute. How old was Avraham Avinu when this conversation is taking place? How old was he? 99. And how old was Sarah Imenu? 89. And how long were they married? Anybody? I'm not sure where it says anywhere in Chazal exactly how old they were when they got married, but presumably they were married at least 30 years. And yet, the Malachim ask a question. The She'elas Shav, they knew the answer. For one reason, and for one reason only. To improve the marriage. The marriage of the world's greatest tzaddik to the world's greatest tzaddik is after 30 years plus, and we're still working on improving the marriage. Is there anybody here who can then say, my marriage is not an improvement? All marriages should be improved. It's a lifetime imperative. It's a lifetime challenge. Marriages, like anything else, can get stale. You have to always try to improve them. Every man in particular should do whatever can be done that his wife should be chaviva, yelchaviva albala, and of course vice versa. When you think about it, just as this is an imperative to those in this room who are Baruch Hashem married, so too, in a certain sense, it applies to those who are yet to be married. One should look for a marriage partner that, from your perspective, there can be a chavivus for life. Not a fleeting chavivus, a lifetime one. The lechavav al-bala, decades and decades into the marriage. It's my bracha that each and every one of us will learn the eternal lessons of Torah and of tznius and their coupling both referred to by Chazal as Ohel, the Yaakov Ishtam Yoshev Oholim, as the Sora Imenu, Kineva Ohel. Each and every one of us will be able to resist the temptations of the outside world, those values which undermine these eternal values of Torah and Sinai, which threaten the very fabric of the Jewish family, of the Torah family, Rachmana Litzlan, Rabim Chalola Mepila. And by doing so, we will in fact be fulfilling that pasuk that describes us, you and me. Shortly after this pasuk that we've been speaking about, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says about Avraham Avinu, the man she yitzave es bono ves beis olachra v'shamu derech Hashem. The derech Hashem, as the Rambam explains, is not merely mitzvahs, it's midas tovos, it's proper balance in our midas, within Torah, within sneers, with all midas tovos. May each and every one of us be a worthy heir of Avraham Avinu and Sarah Avinu.